Good afternoon. A warm front continues to push through interior New York and New England, producing lots of clouds and scattered showers, even some thunderstorms this afternoon as the front pushes through. Behind the front, we'll continue to see warmer air flow in on the heels of a south-southwesterly wind, and the humidity levels will continue to climb with a more midsummer-like feel for the next few days. A large area of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is anchored over the eastern part of the country. Around the top of the ridge in southern Canada, we find weak disturbances in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. These disturbances will pass through southern Canada and dive to the south and east through our region over the next few days. There'll be numerous chances with these disturbances to produce scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into the midweek period. The result will be mostly cloudy skies today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with increasing humidity. Highs will be around 80. More showers and thunderstorms will be around tonight. Increasing mugginess, still warm with areas of fog and lows back into the lower to mid-60s. We'll have some hazy sun tomorrow, another midsummer-like feel with highs in the mid-80s with increasing humidity and again the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll do it all over again on Wednesday with what looks to be the last of these disturbances passing through, producing scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs staying in the mid-80s with high humidity. After this disturbance passes through, it looks like we'll get a break from the scattered showers and storms and return to a mix of sun and clouds and drier weather. Still warm, though, for the rest of the weekend to begin the holiday weekend with highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southeastern North Dakota and northeastern South Dakota through the central portions of Minnesota to northern Wisconsin. Moderate to strong instability combined with vertically veering winds and effective bulk shear of 35 to 50 knots will be sufficient for organized thunderstorms and supercells with hail and damaging winds the primary threats. Meanwhile, heat advisories and excessive heat warnings have been issued for the Corn Belt and the Upper Mississippi Valley. In Minneapolis, temperatures will be in the upper 90s, with the heat index, the combination of heat and humidity, will make it feel like 100 to 110 degrees today. And Tropical Storm Fernand made landfall on the Gulf Coast of Mexico, about 25 miles north-northwest of Veracruz at 12:45 a.m. this morning. The maximum sustained winds at landfall were estimated to be 50 miles per hour. Fernand is moving toward the west-northwest near 9 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue for the next day or so with a slight decrease in forward speed. On the forecast track, the center will continue to move over Mexico through tonight. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Weakening will occur while the system moves overland, and Fernand should become a tropical depression today and a post-tropical remnant low tonight. Still, life-threatening flash floods and mudslides are possible with rainfall totals of up to 12 inches possible. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny, scattered showers and storms near 80, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms likely with highs right around 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 98, set in 1948, and the record low, 40, in 1942. Sunrise this morning was at 6:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. More showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and thunderstorms possible tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms around today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and thunderstorms possible tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and thunderstorms possible tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs right around 80. More showers and thunderstorms possible tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, still the chance of showers and thunderstorms around in the mid-80s again. Then partly sunny Thursday and Friday in the lower 80s and lower to mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.